Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the audio boom version of the AT Junkie podcast. My name is Bill Bullis, and I'm going to be doing a lot more of these audio boom podcasts because they're pretty easy to do. I've been off of audio boom for a little bit. Last time I think I've actually done an audio boom show had to do with some assistive technology stuff, but I want to start doing some more of these. It's gotten to a point where I've got more free time on my hands, and I think it's a good idea to do some of this stuff to basically try to keep people informed as to what's going on in the world of blindness and low vision, you know, and rehabilitation. So first things first, this coming weekend, October the 21st, I will be in Buffalo, New York for the American Council of the Blind Convention. It's the state convention for New York. I will be presenting on rehabilitation, blindness. We'll talk a little bit about Braille and Braille literacy. So there's going to be some fun stuff to talk about while we're at the convention. I hope you guys will be able to join us. If you'd like to get more information on it, you can visit acbny.org. That's acbny for New York, .org. And all the information will be there. It is not too late to register. You guys should definitely think about coming out if you're going to be in the Buffalo area, if it's going to be a doable drive for you. Strongly suggest you come on out there. Also, we're planning some other presentations in some other organizations throughout the country in the next few months, and all that stuff will be announced here as well as my Twitter and Facebook feed. Please visit blindrehab.com. That is my website, blindrehab.com, or you can go to atjunkie.com. Same thing. It'll take you to the same place. And while you're there, you can check out our social media stuff, Twitter, Facebook. And of course, you can purchase a t-shirt to help support what we do here. Okay. This month in October, we are giving away free shipping. So you'll get your t-shirts without having to pay for any type of, like, you know, us getting it to you. All right. So we hope you'll support us. Check out Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff on there. So what I wanted to talk about today was a few posts that I've thrown out there on social media over the past several months with respect to my former employer. Those of you who may or may not know, I used to work for the rehabilitation system down in the state of Alabama. I was down there for almost a decade, which at that point was pretty much 25% of my life, you know. So I spent a long chunk of my life down in Alabama. And so some of the things that I've seen down there are things that caused me to leave. They caused me to look for work elsewhere. I got a much better opportunity up in the Washington, D.C. area, so I chose to leave. But I did not leave quietly. I left making some very public comments about how things are being done in the rehabilitation system down there. My comments are specifically comments related to leadership, not the actual workers, not the counselors and rehab teachers, not so much those guys anyway, but mainly leadership and some of the decisions that leadership had made with respect to moving forward with the agency. You know, my comments were specifically that people were being put into management roles without having spent any time working with people who are blind. People were being put into management roles without really understanding what rehabilitation for someone who is blind really is all about, right? Not understanding assistive technology, not understanding rehab teaching and rehab therapy, like what that stuff is all about and how important it is to a person who is blind who's looking for work, right? So my comments were specifically, how can you supervise something that you don't know anything about? How does it work that you're going to be calling the shots when you don't know if someone's doing their job right or wrong because you just don't understand what is involved with it. So, you know, it was basically received really well by the blindness community. Not so much, obviously, by management. I believe I caused them to have some meetings to figure out how they're going to proceed with some of the stuff that I'm saying, because the community, far and large, I think, agrees with me. If you go on Facebook and you see some of these posts, you will see a lot of members of the community commenting, a lot of them liking the posts, sharing them. They also inbox me, you know, privately, private messages, private phone calls that are in support of a lot of the things that I'm saying. And mainly the reason they're supporting it is because I think what I've been saying is the truth. I know it's the truth. You know, a lot of the shots that I've taken at them, if you want to call them shots, are because it needs to be said. I believe a lot of what I've been putting out there needs to be addressed. We have a system that can really work when it's done right. I think we have a system for people who are blind that has the potential, especially with technology being where it is, especially with education of blindness and how people who are blind do things every day. I think with stuff like that now, with social media, with people having a bigger and more logical view on what people who are blind go through every day, I think we're at a point right now where we can make some very, very positive change, and we can start looking outside the box for employment. We don't any longer have to go to the same well of Social Security, you know, putting somebody in Social Security jobs, putting someone at Walmart, putting someone at the usual suspects, Goodwill, you know. Those jobs aren't where people who are blind need to be at this point. We have far too many people in our community that have master's degrees and are sitting in a call center taking phone calls, for example. All right? We have a lot of underemployed and unemployed people who really have the ability to do well. They have credentials. They have experience. You know, even if it's volunteer experience, it's still some form of experience. We've got technology on our side more and more every day. We've got people listening to the things that we are saying more and more every day. So for it to be failing as it is in a state like Alabama is really inexcusable. And that's really how I feel about it. And people can agree or disagree. And most of the people that disagree are people who, if what I'm saying were to actually happen, if we started working harder and doing things the right way, those people would actually have to work harder, okay? So it's in their best interest to keep what I am saying down, to, you know, downplay it, to make negative comments about it. It's in their best interest to do that because, again, they would have to work harder if they were to actually implement some of the things that I've talked about, you know, when it comes to trying to find different types of jobs, more meaningful work for people who are blind, period. There you go. Anyway, so I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from. I hope that the community will continue to support me like you have. I feel very strongly about what's going on with where we're at right now. I feel very strongly about making positive change for organizations like rehab agencies that are throughout all the different states. But Alabama is very close to me because, like I said, I spent about a decade of my life, 25% of my life down there trying to make positive change. And I think in some cases I did. I was successful. I think in other cases, maybe not so much, but you know, it's all in the support that you have from up above. Support from your leadership is key, you know, and you know, I didn't have it. I didn't have it like I should have. A lot of people don't have it like they should down there as far as support from leadership, and that really needs to change. I think we've gotten to a point as people who are blind where we need need to continue pushing forward toward positive interactions with employers, positive outcomes with rehabilitation. And that's really not happening, especially down there. So anyway, that's basically it for today. I will be back doing this very, very soon. Please share, comment, and like it if you do. If you like it. I don't want you liking it if you don't. If you disagree with me, fine. You can comment on it. I have a lot of respect for a difference in opinion. You know, people are supposed to be able to express themselves. I will not hold anybody down or ridicule them for disagreeing with me. So, anyway, that's basically it. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. I'll be doing these more regularly in the morning before I start my day. Hopefully it will inspire people and that you'll be able to go through your day a little bit more happily, a little bit more comfortably, knowing that somebody is speaking in your best interest. And that's basically it. All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day. BlindRehab.com. All that good stuff. Follow me, Facebook, Twitter. Take care.